The window to resolve the Russia-Ukraine tensions diplomatically, it's still open.
Yeah, the White House says President Joe Biden is willing to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in principle, as long as Russia does not move military on Ukraine, something the White House says could happen at any moment. But this morning, the Kremlin cast doubt over the possibility of top-level talks.
Is this Biden-Putin summit going to happen?
It's not quite clear. You know, French President Emmanuel Macron is working the phones, not only with the U.S. and Russia, but also with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, as well as the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, and to try to set up a meeting to broker a ceasefire out in eastern Ukraine. And that's where Ukrainian government says Russian-backed separatists have been dramatic. There's sort of a dramatically increased shelling in the last 4 days. And the plan, if it happens, would be for Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the Russian Sergei Lavrov, his Russian counterpart, to meet on Thursday to work out the details. But just as A was saying, you know, the Kremlin spokesman came out this morning saying it's premature to prepare for a summit and that dialogue should continue between foreign ministries and political advisors.
So how are reports of this possible meeting being received in Ukraine?
Well, anything that doesn't involve an invasion is always welcome here.
Right.
I understand from Ukraine's point of view, you know, they're always concerned that these bigger powers will make some decision that affects them and kind of cut them out. So if there were a summit to actually happen, there also would be plans for a much wider meeting, which, you know, involving the future of security in Europe so that the Ukrainians would not feel left out.
So since Thursday, there's been increased violence in the area known as the Donbas in the country's far east, including two Russian separatist enclaves. What's going on there now?
Yeah, Ukrainian government says forces in the area that's occupied by these Russian-backed separatists continued heavy artillery today. And analysts view this violence, Layla, in a number of different ways. One, it could be a prelude to a possible attack, but it's also a way to continue to raise pressure on Ukraine and the West for negotiations. And I guess I want to point out here that Russia has said it does not plan to invade, even though it has an enormous number of forces along the Ukrainian border. And most Ukrainians don't think Russia will invade either. They think it would be catastrophic not only for Ukraine, but also for President Putin and Russia. And instead, they see this kind of pressure and what's happening in the east and all of these troops as a way to continue to damage the country. And pressure to align with Russia instead of the West, which the West is really where most people here see their nation's future.
I've got to ask you before I let you go about this reported kill list. The U.S. wrote to the U.N. Human Rights Chief in Geneva warning that the Russians have created a hit list of people in Ukraine to detain or kill if they invade. What more do we know about that?
Yeah, this was put out, this was published by the New York Times and also linked to with the Washington Post, and it says, among other things, we have a credible information that indicates Russian forces are creating lists of identified Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation. We should say we haven't seen any evidence of this. We haven't confirmed the letter. The Kremlin calls it an absolute lie, but I have heard about this actually when I arrived here more than a week ago from a very well-placed Western source. So that's where we stand.